a woman who carried an anti-DUP placard at this year's Belfast Pride March has been interviewed by police after the DUP MLA, Jim Allister, complained about her. Jim Wells, my apologies. The DUP MLA, Jim Wells. 24-year-old Ellie Evans was holding a sign which read, F the DUP, and it spelt that F word out. She has accused the PSNI of being heavy-handed in their response to a complaint made by Jim Wells. I spoke to Ellie earlier, and she told me what happened.
So I was at Belfast Pride, and I was carrying a sign that had an expletive on it that was anti-DUP.
It said F the DUP, did it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And I got that sign taken off me by a Pride steward, and then the next minute there's a policeman at my door.
And what did the police say to you?
They asked me to come in for questioning, which I did.
Come into the police station for questioning?
Yes. Because there had been accusations against me. So one was public order and the other one was inciting hate. And that's what I was questioned about, basically.
And what kind of questions did the police ask you?
If I thought the F word was offensive, if I thought it was okay for children to see that, and what were my intentions of carrying the sign, that sort of thing.
And what was your intention?
Well, I was making a public protest at the DUP because they are the ones who are responsible for repeatedly blocking equal marriage and abortion rights in Northern Ireland.
And yet you were brought inside a police station?
Yes.
What did that feel like?
It was very intimidating. I've never been questioned by the police before, and I just couldn't believe that it was something that I was having to do because of exercising my democratic right to protest at Belfast Pride event, which started as a protest. So it's the perfect place for it, if you ask me.
And did the police express any opinion to you as to whether they felt this was offensive?
No.
This is the same police force who brought you into a police station who refuse to do anything about paramilitaries who put up paramilitary flags on lampposts on our public property in Northern Ireland.
Yes, the same PSNI. I don't know. If they're wasting time questioning people about the F word, then they don't have enough resources to deal with those things, I guess.
Now, they were reacting to a complaint by the DUP MLA, Jim Wells.
Yes, Jim Wells.
Mr Wells has no problem in expressing his own personal views about many other different people.
Absolutely not. And I don't believe it's the PSNI's job to waste their time stroking the ego of Jim Wells.
So we now have, and look, it's not for me to say whether this is right or wrong.
Yes.
But we now have a politician who, if you have a sign saying F the DUP, he will ask the police to investigate.
Yes.
And this is the same political party which has had Aris Robinson telling gay people to go and see a psychiatrist because of their sexuality, which has councillors who have blamed hurricanes as a punishment from God on gay people.
Yeah.
Mr Wells' views on whether gay people should be allowed to adopt or not are widely known. In fact, he threatened to sue me, lodged a writ in the High Court to sue me when we broadcast his own words of what he did around that and never followed through with that suit. And yet he thinks that you should be brought into a police station and questioned.
Yeah. And I appreciate that obviously the F word is highly offensive, but on the context of all those things that you just pointed out, of course people are angry and upset. You're talking about their identities, their lives, and those things are far more offensive than the swear word.
Well, you say that. There will be others who say that you should not be using that aggressive expletive in a public place.
Again, what's more important, that people don't swear or that we allow same-sex couples to marry?
Well, it's not one or the other, is it? You know, why couldn't you have expressed your view in a less aggressive way?
Well, a big part of it was that there's only a small canvas on a sign, so there's only so much you have to work with.
What's your reaction to this? Because there's a big story in this, and it's one about democracy and the right to protest and the parameters around protesting. We all need to know when we're going to be hauled into a police station.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's very interesting. I think from a Northern Ireland perspective, it's quite a bad situation to be in. I had a similar sign at London Pride, which I have obviously had no issues with there. So I think that comparison is quite interesting.
A DUP spokesperson, this statement from the DUP is interesting in itself. The DUP said in a statement, this complaint was not submitted by the DUP. If a member submitted the complaint, it was on their own initiative, which they are entitled to do. It is a matter for the police to deal with and would not be appropriate for the party to comment. Well, so here you have a former health minister for the DUP, someone who the DUP determined was so good that he could have that prestigious position as a minister in the DUP. Now, and they're now distancing themselves from what Jim Wells has done. They're not saying whether, but they're not saying whether it was right or wrong what he has done.
They just don't want to get involved.
Do you know where you're at now? Are you now cleared or might you be arrested for this?
No, I still don't know what's going to happen. They're going to contact me when they've looked into it. So, who knows?
And how does that feel?
It's quite nerve-wracking. But I personally don't feel I've done anything wrong and I will absolutely stand up for my right to protest.
Would you do it again?
Well, that depends. I would like to say yes, but I don't want to be hauled into a police station anytime soon.
So this is this is another example of a question mark over the power of the state, isn't it?
And absolutely.
And the right to protest and what you can and can't say. And
absolutely.
And freedom of speech.
Yeah. And they will stand up for their rights to freedom of speech when they're burning things on their bonfires, but the shoes on the other foot.
What do you say to the DUP this morning?
Well, I'm probably not allowed to say it on air, so I'll just say I stand by that sign and it's completely disgraceful that they continue to deny LGBT rights and abortion rights.
The question that the DUP surely must answer is, do they support Mr. Wells
in
referring this matter to the police?
Yeah.
So that's the question to the DUP. Do you support a member of society being reported to the police because they say F the DUP?
Yes, that is the question.
Thank you for your time today. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Morning. Right, so there's a lot happening in the show today. Every line into the building jammed, I've got to say. Here's the number, 03030 80 55 55. Let's come back now to the second story that we are talking about this morning then. That someone, and here's the two sides in a nutshell to this debate this morning. So someone that says, that holds a banner, F-U-C-K, the DUP, does that warrant police action? Mr. Wells brought it to the police. On one side of that argument, you can say, look, you know, we need to use appropriate language, and that type of aggressive language is unacceptable and should be a matter for the police. On the other side of that argument, free speech. Is that really crossing the threshold? And given the context there in Northern Ireland, where masked paramilitary thugs hang their flags up on lampposts endorsing violence, where placards are put on bonfires burning the faces of politicians, do we see the police hauling those people in for questioning? Does that happen often? Let's get your views on all of this. 03030 80 55 55. Vivian first. Morning, Vivian.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I just think that whenever you have to resort to bad language, you have lost the battle. I do feel that there are plenty of words in the dictionary that could have been used. And I also feel that if the DUP had a walk with a placard to say that about gay people, I think that gay people would be equally offended.
So you think it was right that this was reported to the police?
Well, maybe. I find it offensive, the word.
Do you find it so offensive that it should be a police matter?
I really can't express an opinion about that. The lady herself doesn't seem to be at all embarrassed that she had to resort to that language. So, really and truly, I think maybe it's about time, sort of, that people did respect other people.
Vivian, thank you. Connor and Clonard. Morning, Connor.
Morning, Stephen. I was just wondering, had the DUP or have the PSNI ever received a complaint from the DUP over 11 night home fires that they attended where there were signs displayed that said F Sinn Féin, F Bobby Sands, F whoever else, with posters of Sinn Féin people on the bonfires with Republican flags, which some of these DUP members have been pictured in front of. I was wondering, have the PSNI ever received a complaint by these people? Who
well, are Jim Wells, who is associated with this story, has not been pictured in front of them. So
no, but
members
of the DUP have, and I wonder, would Jim Wells be as hurt as he is today by a member of the DUP or by any of these Fs, or does he not give two Fs about anything, other than the DUP, of course?
Well, the interesting thing in terms of central office DUP about this is that they are pointing out at the very beginning of their statement that this complaint was not submitted by the DUP.
Yes,
and they're then elaborating on that and saying that if a member submitted this complaint, it was done on their own initiative, so which they're entitled to do, they say. So they're very much saying, this was Jim Wells, not us. But Jim Wells, like, can they do that?
Jim Wells
when he does
it. Your DUP member.
There you go. Connor, thank you. Alex in Lisburn. Morning, Alex.
Morning. No, I was just thinking of from the point of view of the policeman who got the complaint. I've no doubt if you were to suggest to Jim Wells to catch himself on, you'd end up with a complaint yourself to the Ombudsman's Office, and then you'd be interviewed maybe for an hour about failure to neglect of duty and various other offences. So the police had little option. I mean, they only report the matter to the public prosecutor's service, and they decide if it'd be a prosecutor, which I
doubt. Surely the police exercise discretion quite a lot in that they don't bring someone in for questioning after anything, do they? They have a degree of discretion, surely, Alex.
Yeah, but I think the girl in question slightly stepped over the line with the use of the word. If she had said the DPR, if she instead of saying FUCK, she said FCUK, as in the French Connection slogan. We saw that on baseball caps, and when I used to go to a butcher's every Saturday morning, and the girl behind the counter had FCUK on her baseball cap. Well, when I saw the baseball cap, I didn't think French Connection.
Well,
that was deemed obviously socially acceptable.
Well, here's
the girl, she was a little smarter. She would have used a little more subtlety, a little more smart, a bit smarter about herself.
Subtlety?
Yeah.
In Northern Ireland?
Well, I know it. But what I do find strange is the DP are stepping back from Jim Wales, but they haven't stepped back from Robin Newton, which is ironic. You know, but I have no doubt if the police hadn't taken action...
The DP aren't
Jim
stepping
Wales,
back from Jim Wales, are they? They're just making it clear it's not them, it's him who submitted the complaint.
I have no doubt if the police hadn't taken action, there would have been a complaint coming.
This is not a question for the DP, this is a question for the police.
Yep.
So here's the score. So if you look at any given day on social media, there will be people saying F-U-C-K to me, right?
Yep.
F-U, Nolan, and they spell it out. Most days of the week. Are the police tracing those social media accounts and going out and rapping every door?
Are you complaining about
it? And hauling those people in for questioning?
Well, are you complaining about it, Stephen? You're obviously not complaining about it. And it's obviously not... I was interested. I agree where you're coming from. It's just we have a situation now in the police with the Ombudsman and complaint system that it's from a policeman's point of view, it's not worth exposing himself.
Look Alex, don't get me wrong. I'm not expressing an opinion here that I acknowledge, and the first caller expressed her view on this, that there are people who find that offensive and do think it is a policing matter.
Yep.
But the heart of this discussion is a debate over free speech.
Yes, but do you want a situation where you're walking down the street and there's a small protest against something happening and there's bad language on posters, on placards. Do you want
but
that
when
situation
people
either,
make
really?
Complaints to the police mm-hmm. about paramilitary paraphernalia, in other words, paramilitary flags on lampposts,
yep.
or indeed gunmen on wall murals, the police respond by saying it's a multi-agency approach is needed in Northern Ireland. The police don't haul people in for questioning. Well, you know, I'd be driving up public roads in daylight and you see these thugs climbing up ladders in broad daylight putting up these flags.
But have you ever complained to the police about it?
Well, come on, plenty of people complain to the police.
Even I've worked at, when I was in the police, I worked in Loyalist and Protestant areas or Unionist areas. I don't recall complaints about flags. People do not complain. That's part of the problem.
Okay.
The other thing about flags is historically, I mean, I've worked with a guy who almost lost his life taking down a flag because a parade wouldn't move off until a tricolour was taken down.
Okay.
The tricolour's been removed, but a Semtex fell out.
Alex, thank you.
Does that issue have to be remembered as well about flags?
Thank you, sir. Frank in Belfast. Morning, Frank.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead, Frank.
I was just saying about this FDUP. Most people would have laughed at it, you know. And
well, it's aggressive, abusive language, isn't it? It's derogatory language.
Oh, the language, the language. Well, it depends. That F is a derogatory language, but so is other words. Like, I went to my doctor's for a prescription, and when I went in, the lady that was working there questioned me about something that made me angry because I was in such a desperate need.
Where are you going with this, Frank?
For prescriptions that I usually get, this is where I'm going. And I said to her, what the hell's going on here? And she verbally abused me because I'd said a bad word.
Okay, Frank.
She was a devout Christian and I said a bad word.
Frank,
and I had to walk out.
Frank, thank you very much. Peter next. Morning, Peter.
Well, Stephen, it seems to be you can do whatever you want against the DUP. If you're at a football match and you want to suddenly F you and use a religious thing, there's people banned from football matches. If you want F Muslims or anything, the place would be an uproar. But it just seems to be when it comes to DUP, you can do whatever you want.
What do you mean?
Well, everybody's come on saying, because you're talking about the DUP, you know what I mean? That's all right to say F. The girl's shooting the hatter on the post, she's entitled to be.
Do you think, now it hasn't been tested in court yet and we don't know if the Public Prosecution Service are going to prosecute or not, but we do know that the police brought this lady in for questioning. Do you think it should potentially, Peter, where do you sit in this? Do you think it should potentially be a criminal offence for someone to say F you to any other body?
Well, if
should that be a criminal offence?
So it's all right to say that maybe FASDLP can think, no. If you read anything like Muslims or anything else, you'd be arrested for racist.
Well, would you?
You would. I would say you would, and you'd be entitled to do. So she should be entitled to ask her questions. Why are you putting that up?
Well, maybe she was putting it up, right? Maybe she was putting it up to express her distaste and her dislike for that political party. Is she not entitled to do that in a swearing way?
No, but I just seem to think it seems to be at the minute. You know, it's like that guy there, he made a complaint as a self-an individual and it's made out it was a DUP and it wasn't a DUP. Do you know what I mean?
Well, hold on. Hold on. It is a DUP MLA, Jim Wells.
Right.
When people with public positions, senior people within a political party do things, then many people will think about their alignment with that political party.
So let's just say...
And the DUP have made it clear in their statement, which we've read out, that it wasn't done on behalf of the party.
Well, let's just say one of the DUP, without doubt, it would be a great sportsman and he wins a trophy. So what do you say? The DUP win the Irish Open Golf.
Oh, come on, Peter. Come on.
That's what you're doing.
But the banner was talking about the DUP. And then a DUP MLA made a complaint to the police. Of course there's a link to the DUP.
Well, what happened if you turn around and you want F the gays? You'd be the same thing. You'd lift it.
Well, would you?
I would say you would be, aye. You've been paying to do. It's not rhetorical about the DUP. It's not rhetorical about the Muslims.
Is there much difference in saying F-U, DUP, and someone else saying God has punished you because you're gay, compared to a psychiatrist can convert your sexuality, compared to if you're gay, you shouldn't really adopt, or you're better off with a mother father relationship? We can all take offence at things, Peter.
Yes, correct. But that's an individual. There's a difference between an individual and speaking on behalf of a party.
And the DUP have made it clear this morning, Jim Wells is not speaking on behalf of the party.
Well, what's the story, Stephen?
What's the story?
The story is about
free speech. You've asked me what the story is, Peter. Let me tell you what the story is. The story is that there is a legitimate debate to be had, covered elsewhere in Northern Ireland, as to whether the public of Northern Ireland feel that it should be a policing matter if someone holds a banner up saying F-U-C-K, the DUP. And that's what we're currently debating. Stephen in Belfast. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Stephen.
I think you're holding a big can of worms here. Because if I was to walk through the city centre with a placard saying F this, F that, F the other, it would be a hate crime. And if I was in court for that, I would bring this girl up as an example, if she's not prosecuted. Because the DUP are a body of people, just like gays, Jews, blacks, Protestant Catholics. You know, there can't be one rule for one and no rule for the other.
Well, that's why it's going to be interesting to see what the prosecution service do in this case.